Good morning. Today is September 8th, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Knees for Kids podcast. The promise for today is, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor forsake you. That's Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Sometimes life hits us right between the eyes. Sometimes we feel so worried and afraid that we are nearly immobilized. The news we hear doesn't help any. The horror of something like Columbine is still with us. And just recently, a mother in a nearby town killed her kids. Since September 11th, 2001, our nation's been living under the dark shadow of terrorism. So it's easy to wonder, what next? It seems that our world is an increasingly fearful place, and that horror occurs in what should be safe havens. We can take comfort in God's words to his faithful servant Joshua, that we do not need to be afraid because he is with us. God will be with our children when they are at school, at their activities, and with their friends. Of course, we worry as they grow and gain independence, but we don't need to fear, and neither do they. Instead, we need to pray. Pray for divine protection, and pray for our children to carry in their hearts God's promise to Joshua, that he will be with them wherever they go. He will never fail them nor forsake them. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you tell us not to be afraid or discouraged because you go before us, and I thank you for that promise. As you went before Joshua to handle the huge task of conquering the land, so you go before my child today. I pray that she will not be afraid or discouraged, but will sense your very presence in her life today. You promise to be with us, and you promise never to fail or forsake us. Thank you for going before my child today and for being with her. I cannot be with my child every moment, and I am prone to failure. But you, Lord, are there every moment, and you never fail. You will never forsake my child, no matter how alone she may feel. Help my child to sense your presence today and free her, and me too, from fear and worry. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.